If you're looking for the perfect gift, you're covered with a gift that's sure to wow. Taste of Chicago ships Lou Malnati's legendary deep dish pizzas nationwide. Plus, they ship other Windy City favorites too. Visit tasteofchicago.com to order today.
Dean Richards now with entertainment news. And not much of a holiday for Sean Combs. What's the latest on his issues?
Well, Dean, he made his first public court appearance yesterday, and people were a little bit shocked at his actual physical appearance. He was much thinner, astonishingly thinner, is how one reporter put it, and said that his hair has gone gray. I guess not a shock, considering all the stress that he certainly must be under there. But he has spent months now at the Metropolitan Detention Center, which people who know that facility say that it is hell on earth. But there's a pre-trial hearing for him yesterday. His next court appearance is set for May the 5th of 2025, so he's going to be in there for a while.
Let's talk about Billie Eilish and Billie's brother in a first-grade classroom.
Yeah, this is really sweet. Now, both Billie Eilish and her brother Phineas were homeschooled, so you know, them going to an actual grade school was something. Yesterday, they stopped by the Garvanza Elementary School in Los Angeles. They went into a first grade classroom, and you know, they were singing with the kids and having them pound on their desks and make noise, and you know, all the things that first graders specialize in. They also learned a little something about songwriting from these two. Billy and Phineas and the kids wrote a song called I'm Just a Polar Bear that maybe we'll hear on some sort of future album. If you want to see the whole thing, it's going to be on that YouTube celebrity, the YouTube show called Celebrity Substitute. Just look for that.
Dean, are you looking forward to this weekend, Saturday Night Live, as much as I am?
Oh, my gosh. I can't even tell you how much I cannot wait. Martin, it's going to be the final show of the year, which is always a big deal, and they drag out lots of big stars. But the host of the show is going to be Martin Short, and he's great even on a bad day. He's hilariously funny. They put out a promo yesterday that is funny all by itself. Take a listen to this.
Merry Christmas.
Wait, are these for us?
Of course they are. Come, come. I got you each a little something special.
Wait, mine's empty.
Mine too.
Mine's empty.
And that something special is a job, wrapping all my presents for all my famous friends, which, of course, you three aren't. Come on over here. All right. Now, this book is for Colin Jost. It's called How to Develop a Personality. Cocaine calls him the challenge. Now, this baby rattle is for Al Pacino. Not his baby. It's actually for Al. And, of course, this suntan lotion is for Steve Martin. It's SPF Infinity. Because, let's face it, Steve is whiter than a Coldplay meet and greet. His blood type is mayonnaise.
Oh, Merry Christmas.
Magos, don't touch me. It's Merry Christmas from a distance.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
We're sorry.
SPF Infinity. I like that.
So funny. He's so great. I can't wait. I'd be shocked if Steve Martin didn't do a walk-on.
Yeah.
And you know, all the celebrities who are home in New York for the holidays, they usually stop by, and it's a big star-studded event. So we'll have highlights next week.
Dean, what is the story with Ryan Seacrest and Wheel of Fortune?
Well, they're, you know, I guess they're in some sort of contract negotiation, which I don't 100% understand, because Ryan Seacrest just got this job like a month ago. So why they would be renegotiating at this point seems a little premature to me. But there are reports that that is happening right now. And the person who is said to be in training to take over the job as host of Wheel of Fortune is the daughter of Pat Sajak. She is allegedly in training to take over the job if they can't come to some sort of agreement with Seacrest. You know, I say Ryan Seacrest has already got about 25 jobs now. Let one of them go. Let the girl just take the job and relax.
And one of them is a daily morning show.
Yeah.
How does he do that?
Yeah, that's a lot going on for him. So maybe we'll see Pat Sajak's daughter take over.
Remind me one day to tell you the story of my ill-fated audition in the 70s to be the host of the daytime version of Wheel of Fortune.
Oh,
That tape is under lock and key, hopefully to never see the light of day.
Not great, Bob.
It was terrible.
By the way, speaking of Bob Surratt appearances, I meant to mention this yesterday, and I forgot, but you were outstanding in the little vignette that we did yesterday on our show of a yacht rock club where supposedly all these yacht rock performers, Michael McDonald and Christopher Cross and Steely Dan, were, you know, all talking about what they do during the winter months. And Bob was sort of the moderator of this whole thing. How you got splashed into that whole thing. I was very nice to see you in the middle of it all, but I was like, oh boy, the vortex is open for Bob.
Well, when the WGN-TV morning news calls, you answer.
Very nice.
And you can accept the Emmy when they give it out. Why not?
Yeah, I'll be happy to. Bob couldn't be here today.
Yeah, that's right, because it makes me seem like a big-time guy if I can't be there.
Yeah, he was afraid there might be music on the show and didn't want to have to watch any of it.
The Bob Dylan movie, a lot of people are going to be seeing that this weekend, and you've been talking to cast members. Who'd you talk to most recently?
Yeah, I think everyone's getting sick of me talking to these stars, but I'm just, you know, you get excited about a movie, which I am, about this new Bob Dylan biopic, A Complete Unknown. Timothy Chalamet, amazing as Bob Dylan. We played some of Edward Norton, who plays Pete Seeger in the movie. But one of the real standouts in this cast is a young actress by the name of Monica Barbaro. We are definitely going to be hearing more of her in the future. She plays Joan Baez, and she looks like her. When she sings, she sounds like a young Joan Baez. She's quite amazing, and I did a little Zoom chat with her to talk about, you know, what it took to take on such an iconic role.
People saw her as this very, like, cool, calm, collected, confident woman. And I think internally she struggled with a lot of different emotions and, you know, anxiety and stage fright. And none of that necessarily reads, but it's also a part of what's brimming under the surface and what makes her performance, I think, so captivating when she sings live. And so just really studying and absorbing and then getting to the point where hopefully on the day you can kind of let all that go and just be present with the scene and trust Jim, who's an incredible director, and just kind of flow.
Did you have an opportunity to talk to her at all about this?
I did. I was hesitant at first. I wasn't sure if I was going to. And then I kept having dreams about her, about meeting her. And they always went really well. So I think my subconscious was trying to nudge me in that direction and tell me it would be safe.
Talk to me a little bit about how you go about studying the mannerisms, the character itself, the voices, singing, etc.
It's kind of all of that, just studying and absorbing as much as I could about of footage of Joan and also diving really deeply into her memoirs. And it's a really interesting process to sort of acknowledge what someone says about themselves and then also embrace what other people say about her. And she doesn't sugarcoat things. She doesn't pretend to be better than she feels she is. She just is very open, and I really appreciate that she was willing to take the time to open up to me and to Talk with Me.
Yeah, it's one of the great performances of the year, not just of this movie. Monica Barbaro is her name, and the movie A Complete Unknown will open on Christmas Day at theaters everywhere. I'll have I've been telling everybody how much I love the movie, but I'll get a little more specific when I review it next week.
I have a suggestion, and this is serious, really, because you do all these great interviews with the cast members of new movies, and they want you to do it, of course, to get interest hyped up in it. But I find that after I see the movie, that's when I really want to hear these interviews. And I know you can go online and find it, but you know what I'm saying? It's even more interesting to hear. Of course, we need your review ahead of time, but it's even more interesting to get into these deeper conversations about the director and the actors after you get a chance to see it.
I couldn't agree with you more. Once you see Monica Barbaro doing Joan Baez, the interview cuts that we just played will be so much more meaningful.
Yeah.
Because you'll be able to relate it back to this stunning performance that she does. I think it's a great idea. The movie studios would hate that because
I know
they want to get the word out ahead of time. They like it when I drive you crazy talking about a movie before it even opens.
Yeah, I can hear
and that you haven't seen it yet.
The PR people now, when they get the message. Dean's decided to do all of these interviews with the cast after the movie's been out for a few weeks.
Yeah. Somebody's going to probably call today and said, I hope you're not going to take Bob seriously.
Even Tom Cruise showed up at the premiere, didn't he?
He did. This was the London premiere. Tom Cruise doesn't show. He doesn't show up at his own premieres sometimes, but he wanted to see this Bob Dylan movie. Showed up at the London premiere, took some pictures with Timothée Chalamet and the whole cast. It's so interesting because, you know, we think of Tom Cruise, you know, babyface Tom Cruise. But when he's standing next to these young cast members in this movie, especially Timothée Chalamet, he looks all of his years. He doesn't look like he's a young...
he looks like the veteran.
Old-time rock and roll dancing in his underpants guy anymore.
Dean Richards, more tomorrow. Thanks, Dean. You have a good one.
Bye.